Well, hello and welcome. It's Wednesday, November 18th, 2009, and I'm coming to you about 7:30 in the evening. My radio class has just ended, and I feel like it's been a long day. The reason why is because I got up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I decided to get back to work on my paper that I'm doing, the writing project that I have for the public speaking class, where I've had the students do video self-analysis of their speeches. Making some good headway there, and I don't want to deal with that too much right here, right now. Just I'll try to make time when I can, because I've got to get that done in the coming weeks. So it's always kind of strange when you wake up early and then don't have a lot of stuff to do until late in the day. My only other class is the one that I had this evening, just completed. So I came over here to the campus and I had a stack of papers to read. For the radio class, the final writing project I had people do was to write about their dream radio station. My thinking was, in assigning it, that they would come up with a radio station format idea, and they would sort of imagine all of the roles and responsibilities, the mission statement. And I just used the word dream to imply that it can be however you want it to be. But I was thinking they would be sort of reality-based stations, university stations. These students, bless their hearts, they rather focused more intently on the word dream. And I got quite a few kind of improbable, futuristic, or science fiction type radio stations, which is actually not that bad. Not that bad. One student imagined, I guess almost like a Philip K. Dick story, of this radio station that is kind of out in space, and the radio station's role is to provide music and cosmic entertainment for the workers out there in space doing the mining on the planets and flying the ships around. So that's the sort of stuff I was reading today, just what I needed to help keep me awake. So this is just a great group of students that I have here. And speaking of great students, and speaking of this type of recording that I'm doing, this now I'm doing Audio Boo. I've also recently encountered something called iPadia. I can't get the name right, I'm sorry guys. But that's another similar micro-podcasting format. iPadio is the name that I've been using for the new Media Man series. Both of these technologies, both of these tools, or both of these approaches have all kinds of potential in terms of the world of education. I've talked about it a little bit. I read a blog today about a teacher, a Spanish teacher in the United States somewhere, who had her students prepare a short dialogue or monologue, and then they would get a cell phone and dial the number and speak into the cell phone, and which would get recorded on that iPadia service, and then the teacher could listen back and give assessment on the student's work. Just kind of brilliant, kind of stunning. To see that educators are figuring out ways to use this stuff. But it's really, in my experience, it's always kind of like that with these new Web 2.0 or Web 3.0 technologies. There are certain innovative educators and teachers who are trying to figure out how to bring it into the classroom. Well, anyhow, while I was in between reading these science fiction dream radio station stories today, my boss came by and we were talking about some other matters and, you know, future classes that we're going to be teaching and whatnot. And I said, "Boss, I got to tell you about this. Check it out." And I showed him my Audio Boo page, and also talked about the other service, the iPadio. And he quickly got it. He does a lot of locative media stuff, and he's recently completed a project with some students and a professor in London that was a joint project using video, and we shot video here, and they edited it there, and vice versa. Anyhow, he sees the potential for doing something with this type of audio format where you record something into an iPhone or an iPod Touch, put it up on the internet, and let people respond to it, or sort of get some type of nice imaginative unfolding narrative, creative fiction, or whatever. It's like totally unlimited. But he told me to come up with some activities and we'll try to work it into his class next semester. And if that goes well, then I'll get to do a class in the fall kind of built around this type of stuff, this technology. So how's that for cool? That's pretty cool. I dare say it is awesome. So with that, I'm going to head on out. I got to go home. I'm going to grab a bite to eat and maybe even a cup of coffee on the way. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again very soon. So long.